producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To America Tonight. So much going on. What a jam-packed hour we have in store for you, including some reaction to what's going on in the NFL. Believe it or not, it's just like the police blotter every time you turn around. Speaking of that, major, major humiliation in Thursday night football. We'll jump to it as well. And Scotland, will Scotland be independent or not? Yes and no. Who leads, the yes votes or the no votes? It's all coming in. It's all being counted. I really think it's going to be yes, that they're going to be independent. I really believe it. Also, besides the conversation on all of what I just mentioned there, Anthony Brecht, who the former tight end for the Tampa Bay Bucks, will talk about his thoughts on the NFL commissioner and more specifically, really, on the domestic violence that's happening in the NFL outside of the locker room and how overwhelming it's becoming and how it shouldn't be tolerated. It's unprecedented. Now you've got another player who headbutted his wife and some other crazy things that the police are saying, and we'll dive into those details too. But at the first, it wouldn't be America Tonight, would it, if we didn't start the show off talking about ISIS and our military, and are we ready to strike Syria, and what are the Brits doing? Sadly, let's talk about the hostage thing for a quick second here. There's a British journalist, now an ISIS hostage, who sent a message from the group, John Cantilli. He hadn't been seen in 2 years. It's a familiar story. And now he's the latest guy that's being paraded around by ISIS to deliver a message. He was wearing the orange shirt, and he was at a desk with a black backdrop saying that he is sending what will be the first in a series of messages on behalf of the Islamic State. So he's delivering clearly their propaganda, and he makes it clear in the video he's speaking under duress. In the last couple of weeks, ISIS has drawn attention for their brutal propaganda, frankly, which is mostly the beheading of the American journalists, the two American journalists, and then, of course, the British aid worker. Now, you mix that in with this unbelievable, slick, well-funded, together video production, and these videos are not the kind of videos that you're used to seeing. You see the Al-Qaeda videos. I mean, these look like they're produced by someone, almost like a sort of a mini storyboard for a movie, sadly. So who's doing this? Who's behind all this? Who's the Brit who is the executioner that we keep seeing? Now, Cantilli is a photojournalist who wrote a bunch of articles for some major British newspapers, and he was kidnapped in November of 2012 along with James Foley, the American who was killed. So Cantilli, clearly, as I saw a little slice of it, clearly looks uncomfortable, doesn't want to be saying what he's saying. And he's in an extraordinarily, unbelievably gut-wrenching situation. Unbelievable. And this is a guy, as a journalist and a photographer, who had 2 decades of experience in working in hostile, warlike environments. Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, Syria. He'd look for the people living their life in the middle of this. That's what he really specialized in. So here we go again. And it makes you wonder, what do you think? How many more hostages does the Islamic State have? How many are going to be trotted out, being forced to spew whatever propaganda, and the worst possibility, being executed before our very eyes? It was terrible to see this again with David Haynes. And now you also wonder, with the journalists being kidnapped and with workers who were trying to help people being kidnapped, at what point do you say, man, there's just no way you go over here and report this? But if somebody wasn't reporting it like James Foley, then we wouldn't know what was truly happening and just how determined this group was and how they were recruiting. It was Foley's brother, after all, that told him what he was seeing and how incredible it was and that nobody was really reporting it. So if we didn't have the Stephen Sotloffs and the James Foleys and the Cantillis, if we didn't have those kind of people out there doing it, we wouldn't know what was happening with ISIS and what they're truly doing and what their intent is as far as propaganda, ultimately their desire to take over Iraq and Syria and other, I think, territories in the Middle East. How determined are they? We told you about Australia the other day, and how they thwarted a near disaster, a terrorist attack, where they would have kidnapped somebody from the public randomly, and then they would have killed them. Can you imagine that? This is the greatest fear realized, if that were to happen. And the Australians were all over it. There's more to that story, by the way. Our pal Jack Alexander will join us at the bottom of the hour to fill us in on some more crazy details and how the people in Australia are reacting to having to deal with ISIS and what could be something serious on their own soil, which is the ultimate fear of most Americans. 9/11 was a horrific day. Nobody wants a repeat of 9/11. Nobody wants to see that. By the way, in dollars and cents, we're going to tell you about what's happening with the Home Depot, the cards that were exposed. If you use your debit card, if you use some kind of a credit card, watch out. This is becoming all too familiar, isn't it? Hacker Central. Now it's just, we just use it as a verb. How many times have you been hacked? It's crazy. And even with the best systems, and even with the best people trying to crack away the hackers, they're still caught. Some of these big stores are still caught in the middle of this. Does it make you not want to really use the debit card? Maybe some good old-fashioned cash. I got to tell you, I'm trying to cruise around with a little bit of cash, because every time I turn around someplace I've been, they're talking about how the debit cards, the digits, the credit cards, etc., have been hacked into, and they have your personal information. All right, we're just getting started. Hang with us. React from the NFL. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thanks for hanging with us in those nooks and crannies here on America Tonight. All right, let me tell you the latest from the NFL, and here it is. Arizona Cardinals backup running back Jonathan Dwyer was arrested after, you know, was released on bond after his arrest in this domestic abuse allegation. Here's the deal. The police report says that Dwyer admitted to what had happened, but he denied the physical assaults. And what are the physical assaults? Head butting his wife, smashing her in the head, throwing a shoe at his 17-month-old son in the stomach. Luckily, he wasn't injured. When his wife threatened to call the police, he took her phone, threw it from their second-story window there in their house, and his wife fled. Witnesses heard her yelling, "He blankin' hit me, I'm calling the cops." Her face was swelling, had discoloration on the left side of her face, so police booked him on one count of aggravated assault, causing a fracture, one count of aggravated assault involving a minor, two counts of criminal damage, one count of preventing the use of a phone in an emergency. Did you even know you could, that was something you could be charged with? So the 27-year-old wife, the 17-year-old son, she leaves the state because she doesn't want to be near him. She leaves the state, and he's saying that he's going to kill himself. He's threatening to kill himself and text her a knife and all this other stuff. So she comes back to the state, and this is Arizona. Now he's released. He's got to wear an electronic monitoring device. He's got a curfew. He can't leave Arizona, can't have any contact with the victims, can't possess weapons or drink alcohol or any of that. But the Cardinals said they didn't know. This happened in July. Do you know that Jonathan Dwyer is the fourth NFL player to be in the news this week? Two other players, Adrian Peterson from the Vikings and Greg Hardy of the Carolina Panthers, took leave or were on the exempt list from the NFL as they focus on their legal cases, which means, by the way, that they get paid. They get paid, and probably neither one of those cases will happen until 2015. Maybe Peterson's. Greg Hardy, very doubtful that will happen. It's unbelievable what's happening in the NFL. That's all I can say. So I had a conversation with Anthony Brecht, who was a tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's what he had to say when I asked Anthony, you know, you were in the game. What are you thinking when all this is happening? You played the game, Anthony, you know, and you see the emotions that run deep on the field and off the field. How troubling is it to you to see all these things that we're hearing, the latest thing with Jonathan Dwyer, the alleged headbutting of his wife and hitting his son?
I don't tolerate any of that as far as a former player, a person in society, and I just think it's, you know, completely absurd and off base for these guys to do those things, to put their hands on a woman, a child, the way they have, and this small group of players. I will say this, Kate, you know, the NFL, obviously, you know, they're trying to protect the shield, and Goodell obviously has a big say in that because of the rules and the suspensions that are handed down. But let's not get it twisted. The NFL is made up of, you know, thousands. We can say thousands. There are about 2,000 players, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of quality young men that do the right thing, that help their communities, that go out there in their hometowns, in their cities they play in, and their where they played at their college ball, and do great things. And, you know, we're talking about a small percentage. But with that being said, it will get blown up like it has in the media. And my thing is, listen, as a league in the NFL, you have to do one thing to get it right. You got to have all the information, and you got to be stern with certain positions that you stand. And when it's domestic abuse, when it's child abuse, anything like that, you have an opportunity to put yourself ahead of the curve with all the other businesses in the world and be in the forefront for this. And when you go back and you change things, and then you bring a guy back and then you change it again, you know, that, and that's within organizations too. You have to set the example. And if it's your best player, then you know what? It's your best player, and you have to live with that. I feel bad for the victims, number one, and the teammates that are doing it right, that are on the field fighting, and they don't have the best players on the field because those guys can't make the right decisions.
Yeah. Do you think it's, you know, one thing that's happened with this domestic violence that's coming out and the conversations about it, that I say that it may help somebody. Maybe somebody goes and they're not afraid. Somebody who's listening isn't afraid to go get help if they find themselves being angered, or maybe somebody else decides to get out of a relationship where it could lead to that. I guess that's the other side of this, if anything, if we could take anything out of it. But I have to think that a lot of players feel the same way that you do. In the locker rooms you were in, they wouldn't have tolerated that, would they?
No, there's no question about it. And, you know, you make a great point, Kate, about, you know, just about the message. I'll say this. I mean, this, like we said, we're talking about a small instances in the NFL. I mean, this stuff goes on throughout the world. Millions of people and couples go through this, and it never gets put out there. And there are scared women out there that are afraid to come out, and they have no choice, or they feel like they have no angles or no other way out of it. And hopefully, you know, they can, you know, stand firm and stay strong and be able to speak and get the help they need, because there's no room for men putting their hands on a woman anywhere, anytime, anyplace.
Yeah. Well said. Anthony Beck, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Anytime, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So here's the thing. Does the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, have laryngitis? How can the man running the league as its commissioner slink away from taking the lead by addressing this massive domestic violence crisis? Why are the coaches, like the Vikings' Mike Zimmer, facing an avalanche of questions they can't answer? The NFL foot soldiers in the league office say he's working round the clock to come up with solutions. How about sharing it with the rest of the world, Roger? Whether these are unprecedented times or not, it's the responsibility of the commissioner to address these catastrophic off-field issues. The personal conduct policy is thin on specifics and is old as Methuselah. The NFL has a big platform. Hiding underneath of it instead of standing on top is criminal. Clearly, Roger Goodell is the wrong leader at a point in history where America's greatest game and its athletes have a chance to take the lead with a zero-tolerance policy that sends a message to our society. We will no longer tolerate abusing women and children, and neither should you. It is so time for Roger Goodell to go. Not everybody agrees. A lot of people are defending the commish, especially the owners. I can think of 44 million other reasons why he has buried his head in the sand for a week and he needs to come up for air. If he's working round the clock, certainly there's a way to address some of this publicly. You cannot have these many players be charged with what they're charged with and all the sordid details come out and expect that everybody's just going to move along. It's ridiculous. Michael Vick, of all people, says, and of course he got a chance thanks to Goodell, he said, you have to give the man a chance. You have to give him a chance. You have to give everybody a chance to get it right. I don't think so, Michael Vick. He's had a chance to get it right again and again and again and again, and he's blown it. It all started with Ray Rice. How can they claim they didn't have the video, didn't see the video? One of the most powerful leagues in the world, where they can seem to turn over anything except for damaging evidence to a star running back in the league. TMZ Sports trumped the NFL, and we're supposed to believe that? I don't think so. Granted, there are complications, and there are things that have to come out, and criminal processes that also have to be meted out before we know the exact judgments on particular players. But it's time for Roger Goodell to stand up and act like a man or get off the platform. We'll be back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
All right, it was inevitable, wasn't it, as we hit the final couple of turns for this hour of America tonight, that we were going to bring it back around to ISIS. Congress okayed the strategy, the key strategy of dumping in $500 million to train Syrian rebels to help go after the Islamic State militants. Got the House the other day, now the Senate signed off on it. There's a lot of grandstanding, but it worked in the end. So now it's about picking, vetting the right rebels to fight for this cause against the militants. In the meantime, Australian raids have foiled some of these ISIS beheading plots, and apparently there were some horrific things. I mean, bone-chilling things that they were planning. Our Jack Alexander, of course, in Australia on top of this story. Jack, pretty scary stuff, and I know that all day long you were hearing some wild things. Tell us the latest.
Well, as it appears, with the Australian Rules Grand Final this weekend on Saturday night and the Rugby League Grand Final on Sunday night in Sydney, they were both targets for this particular group that would have been close to a potential casualty of about 500,000 people between the two events. The Australian Parliament House in Canberra was also put onto almost lockdown after this has come to light. Currently at the moment in Australia, we have a series of G20 meetings that are going on. They're going on until November at various sites around Australia, including Brisbane, where the first of these raids took place. So that's going on. Now, the reports of the random beheading may not be so random at all. The information that has come out or has been released by the Australian Federal Police to the media is that the beheading was planned to take place in the major financial district of Sydney in and around Martin Place. Now, one of Australia's big commercial television networks has their headquarters there, the Channel 7 network. But the thing that I find most interesting about all of this is Australia's biggest combined military recruitment office is also on Martin Place. So was this going to be a random beheading? I don't think so.
Wow, what are the people talking about with this? I mean, this has to be the only thing people are talking about. I would imagine, right?
Look, I went to some of the Islamic areas close to where I'm living, and while there are a couple of people out saying, you know, this isn't what Islam is, I noticed that all the people that were saying that were women. And, you know, women are not exactly respected, or their opinions are not respected in amongst Islam. But the news is having to play the news media in Australia is having to play a very tight line on what they do or how they cover this incident, because we have some laws on the books that affect the media and how they cover events, not just with terrorism, but to do with racially based or racially charged issues. There's a law on the books, the racial vilification laws, that affect the media. So reporters have been arrested in the past for covering racially charged events. So the media here is playing a very quiet line. They haven't really covered the protests that have gone on after these people were arrested in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the print media have covered it. I got onto a contact of mine who works for Getty Images, and he sent me some photos of protests that were going on around the country. And there was no real, the raids were all saying, you know, this was a racially motivated thing. The police are terrorizing Muslim neighborhoods. Yet not one of these big protests overnight had anything to say with saying, we do not support ISIS. In fact, the majority of the men out there were wearing ISIS headbands.
Oh, boy, that would just exacerbate the situation. When you said there's a crowd of about 300 people that were protesting, they protested the raids at a rally that happened on Thursday night. Do you think you're going to see more protests maybe over the weekend? Because I think as more details even come out and there's more concerns about what happened, like you explained there, and what it's like in the media, you may get some protests. You wouldn't be surprised by that, would you?
Some of my sources up in Sydney who are covering it from that side of it are saying the word in around some of the Muslim communities there is that Muslim communities are gearing up for something similar to the Cronulla race riots that happened a few years ago. Think of Ferguson, and you'll get a rough idea on what's going to go on between the Islamic community and Aussies who are against it. You know, it was a massive series of race riots that went on for about 2 weeks, 3 or 4 years ago. Other information that's been released by the Prime Minister just prior to us going to air, it's believed that 160 Australians are involved with ISIS at the moment, and up to 80 of those are actively fighting.
Mm. Wow.
The sister of one of those people who has been confirmed as a fighter was detained in the raids yesterday in Sydney. Now, she runs one of these money transfer franchises, and the banking police have closed her down because there is $9 million unaccounted for or undocumented that has been transferred from that office. And they believe that that has gone to her brother, who is fighting with ISIS in Syria. The Department of Foreign Affairs, the equivalent of your State Department, in Melbourne overnight seized more passports. So there is so much just going on right around the country. Now, this group has been linked back to a group that I briefly mentioned yesterday that mm-hmm. was arrested back in 2009 mm. in Melbourne.
Mm.
What's this guy's name? Ben Burka, who's currently serving 15, he and two others are serving 15 years in a maximum security prison outside of Melbourne. Now, he has just recently had his phone privileges revoked. Only vetted family members are now coming, and he is limited to what Islamic material he could read after breaches. It appears that he may, and I'm just connecting the dot or reading between the lines on some of the things that have been expressed, he may have had a planning influence in this from within his prison cell.
Wow. Yeah, getting on the phone, that's why they revoked the phone privileges, showing you what that tie can certainly be. Is there big concern that, you know, the president's going to be there, President Obama's going to be there in November, and, you know, you got that group of 20 leader summit that's going to be hosted in Brisbane. So I would imagine that they're really trying to clamp down on this now, because here we are mid-September, huh?
The reports that I've got from the AFP, Queensland State Police, New South Wales State Police, and Victorian Police is that all leave in the short term has been cancelled for officers. There are extra weekend patrols going on this weekend, especially in Melbourne and Sydney with the grand finals going on. I've been told that they are going to call out the military to help secure and cordon off the areas around central Brisbane where the G20 summit is going to be taking place. I've been trying to get my credentials so I could go up and cover the G20 for you. And today in my email box, I got an expanded list of questions when it comes to getting my credentials, security-related questions. Like military service, where I served, and, you know, so on, ethnic background, the news groups that I'm freelancing for, and so on. So they're reviewing the security for the G20 immensely. I know the summit that was part of the G20 summit that was going on in Cairns was temporarily shut down yesterday while they reviewed the security situation there, and I've been told that they activated elements from the 1st Division of the Australian Army that are stationed in Townsville and took them up to Cairns to help secure the area. I don't know the numbers. Obviously, they're not going to release that information to the media.
No, absolutely not. Wow, crazy stuff. And hopefully they put as best that they can, obviously, a lid on some of these possible boiling points in Australia in a couple of different areas. Jack Alexander, thanks so much for that update. As you could tell, Jack was all over it, and this is really a problem all over Australia. As he said, the number of Australians, just like we're talking about Americans and British, who have pledged allegiance, in a sense, to the ISIS group, it's just, I think, to me, so depressing. You take your passport, put it in your back pocket, your glove compartment, once you arrive at the destination, and then you just forget who you were. And then what? You go back to your home country and do the damage, do some of the things that Jack was talking about. Thank goodness that did not happen in Australia. All right, stay with us. Coming back on the flip side, dumb things. We got to lighten the load. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
In 1965, this was a sound. Commission sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama.
One of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight. And boy, do we need some light news, in a sense, don't we? And the news is from all of you. Once a week, and we ask you to send in dumb things that you've done, and boy, do you really respond to this. We have to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and some of them we pass on for the upcoming week, because it's just so good. It's rich material, my friends. I think it makes us all feel better, because we realize we all do dumb things. So without further ado, let's go to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer. What?
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Oh, I love it. Each and every time I hear it, it's so silly. How about this first one? This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I bet a few fathers have done this, and maybe you don't really have to be a father to have had this happen. I was getting my daughter an ice cream cone, just 4 years old, the cutest thing you can imagine. Her name's Allie. We were down at the beach, we were waiting in line and waiting in line and waiting in line finally we get the cone. She wants a big one. So I get Allie the biggest one I can. Sugar cone has a couple of scoops on it. They hand her the cone and the top of the ice cream. In fact, the two scoops just roll right onto the floor. Naturally, I know that we can remedy this, but the poor girl is so distraught, feels embarrassed because there's a lot of people around, shuffling around. Some of the ice cream gets kicked, and she starts to wail. She starts to cry. So here's the dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Why would I have handed my daughter or allow her to grab a giant ice cream cone when she's wobbling around? Maybe more than fathers can relate to that. Yeah, anybody out there ever dump their ice cream off the top of a cone? I guarantee a few of you have done that. Oh, that's the worst, isn't it? Here's another one related to food. Sometimes there's kind of a theme here. And I don't know that this is necessarily the food dumb things, but we got another one. And this is Gary, and Gary says, Kate, did you ever get to a movie you were dying to see? You kept thinking about it. You don't go to the movies a lot. You're with your woman. You're running a little bit late, but you get there in time because you know that the previews are, oh, heck, at least 20 minutes. You get a giant vat of popcorn. You haven't eaten all day. So you saved up for the moment to see the movie you really wanted to see. You're crawling across people to get to the only two seats in the theater right smack in the middle of a long aisle. People are disgruntled, but you crawl over them, finally arriving at your seats, only to trip on a woman's foot, and the popcorn flies up in the air and sprays all over the people in the section where you were trying to sit down. It was not a pleasant moment in my life, and needless to say, I wanted the popcorn, and it was ruined. Oh, that is a bad one. This is the thing, again, I think you drop things in a movie theater, it's dark, if you're running late, like in this case, you're trying to get to seats that are in the middle of the row. I can see, you know, I can see how that would be stressful, but the popcorn flying up in the air and going in different directions, and he didn't say whether it was buttered popcorn or not. Oh, that would be so annoying to all those people sitting there, and they would probably not be really thrilled. And then you're not going anywhere. You're just going to get down as soon as you can, and that's it. You're done. And you just have to take a breath, and you have to watch the movie. That actually happened to my brother. I even remember the movie. It's funny when he said that story. The movie was Shakespeare in Love, and I think I went with a boyfriend, my brother went with his girlfriend, and then there were a couple others of us, and it didn't fall all over people, but he had a big thing of popcorn. It was like a bag. It wasn't like the bucket thing, and somehow it kind of got bumped, and it just the whole thing just dumped on the floor. It was like he took a giant bag of popcorn and just threw it all over the sticky, crappy floor. Yeah, he wasn't happy. But the movie, the previews and all that stuff weren't going on, and it didn't fly on anybody else, so that would be a little bit different. Okay, here's another one. This one comes to us from Thomas, who says, Kate Delaney, I have to say, I laugh when I hear you laugh. It's such a wonderful sound. I am digging dumb things. I bet you nobody has done what I did. My wife is very particular about her flowers. Really, if I take that down a little bit more, it's roses. She's learned how to grow them. She does a good job at it. They're very pretty. It is her therapy, I suppose, because she works long hours, and they are beautiful. I thought I would surprise her. They need to be pruned, the bushes. And I went out with my shears, and unfortunately, I really didn't know what I was doing, and I damaged several of the roses, I mean, from different bushes. So I guess I made matters worse, and she was very unhappy when she came home because I destroyed the way the plants looked, and I also destroyed some very valuable roses. Next time, I let her trim anything and everything related to the flowers, especially the roses. It was a thorny night, if you get my drift. I do get your drift. That would be bad. I can't even add to that. Especially because some flowers and roses would fall in that category are hard to grow. So once you do that, once you've got the roses the way you want them and it's trimmed and it looks nice, if you get in there and gunk with it, then of course. But how badly? I think there's something he's not telling us. I think it's worse than the way it sounds. It sounds like, I mean, it doesn't sound like he clipped a couple of roses and clipped a couple of extra, you know, things related to the shape of the bush or the plant or whatever. I think there's something more to this story. I don't know what it is, but I think there's something more there. But it is pretty bad to mess up your partner's thing. Here's one from the Duke. The Duke says, "Hey, Kate, I'm listening to you all the time here in Sarasota. We love your show. So glad the station decided to pick it up. Dumb things. I had just bought a pool table. It was in our new house. I really had to convince my wife. She thought it was an eyesore. I was so excited. I invited my buddies over promptly. A few of us spilled some items on the felt. You know what they say about stains? These were the kind of stains that wouldn't come up. One of my friends decided it would be okay to eat a pastrami slathered in mustard and put it on the side while he was shooting. Needless to say, the eyesore within 5 months was being sold with some stains on it. It was a bad mistake. I should have known better." The dumb thing is you can't have food. Why are you using that as a, I'm answering his question, but why are you using that as a place to plop the food? You have to have trays or other things set up, for goodness sake. And then, of course, it's going to look bad because if she's particular about things and likes the neat and clean, now you have a sloppy, mustard-stained, you know, felt pool table. That's not good. And there's not too much you can do to disguise it, although you could replace the felt, I bet. But how much does that cost? I can't answer that question. And she didn't want it there in the first place, so then this was an excuse to just get rid of it. Just trash it, right? My, oh, my. Seems that some of us have done some dumb things. You can relate, right? So if you want to confess, send your item to us. It's easy to do, 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and here's my ode to James Gandolfini. Bada bing, you are in.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.